Everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. It was a really interesting weekend, and especially an interesting Monday so far, with our good friends over at Tether back at it again, bumping up the market a little bit and providing somewhat of a sense of relief for some people, and an immediate bump in the price of Bitcoin and the overall crypto asset marketplace in general. So I want to talk about that. Also want to touch on Andreessen Horowitz, A16Z, their $300 million crypto fund, and why I think it is, number one, an interesting thing to take a look at, but also kind of goes to show the level and the type of people that I believe are entering the crypto asset market, whether or not you have confidence in it. There are other people out there that are have continuing to put money in the ecosystem, whether or not the market is up, down, sideways, doesn't really matter. So I thought that is something that we definitely want to touch base on. Wrote an article about security tokens, and also have a video coming up from NAC3 in San Francisco. I was out there this weekend, actually got a chance to meet with Carter Thomas again, Coin Mastery, as well as CryptoLark for the first time. Both great dudes. Always recommend you check out both of their stuff, but shout out to Carter Thomas and CryptoLark as well from NAC3. But some good content coming from that. And then lastly, I want to talk just briefly about an airdrop that one of the companies I'm working with, Boosto, is doing. So if you're looking to participate potentially in an airdrop, we'll talk about that briefly. But over the weekend, obviously crypto, the market was taking a pretty substantial dip. I mean, we saw Bitcoin go decently below $6,000 and kind of picked up, stabilized a little bit. And this morning, at least, it was kind of still looking pretty shaky. A lot of people, I would say the majority of people were bearish on the market. And then we had this little godsend. Depending upon how you look at it, you might say, hey, manipulation, this is the dumbest thing in the world. But you know, it is what it is. We'll talk about it. But at just shy of 10 a.m., this morning on July 25th, there were $250 million worth of Tether that were granted to the ecosystem. So $250 million worth of Tether essentially were printed. And as soon as that happened, the price of Bitcoin spiked up literally $150 to $200. And it's pretty funny because, I mean, if you see this, and I'm sure people build bots for this and all that type of stuff, but I mean, if you are able to catch that wave with any bit of leverage, almost every time it's a guaranteed probably 2.5-3% a little bit of a spike in Bitcoin as a whole. And I thought Charlie Lee did a nice job. Obviously, Charlie, the founder of Litecoin, did a nice job summarizing kind of what this means in general. So Charlie via tweet said, generally, this has been in reference to the Tether granting $250 million worth of USDT. Generally, this has been a precursor of price going up. Tether gets printed when people deposit USD and get USDT back. This USDT, referring to US dollar Tether or USDT, will then be used to buy crypto. This is similar to somebody depositing $250 million to exchanges. Of course, that doesn't mean they will buy right away. Do your own research. So, I mean, even if people aren't buying right away, whatever it might mean, the market as a whole typically takes this as a bullish indicator. And usually you see, like we saw previously, that jump up in the price of Bitcoin and the other crypto assets as a whole. So I think this was something to, it's something to keep an eye on as you go on. Obviously, there are questions, as always, about the legitimacy of Tether. There was the whole FBI, former FBI director kind of that said, hey, they actually have $2 billion in the bank. It wasn't an official audit. It was done by somebody they hired, whatever it might be. There's obviously questions around that. But when you're looking at it from a purely price perspective, typically when you see a quarter of $1 billion being issued by Tether, that's going to prop up the market at least for a little bit of time here. So something to keep an eye on. And obviously that was something that really contributed to a lot of the positive price movement today in the marketplace when you look at things. Now, one thing that I thought was really interesting, and we'll pop down to this, but Andreessen Horowitz, A16Z Crypto. So Andreessen Horowitz is one of the most well-respected venture capital firms in the, really in the world, especially in the United States, but really in the world. And they've been participating in a number of kind of crypto asset investments over the past number of, really over the past, I believe, 4 or 5 years. And they are officially jumping into, I'll post a link to the blog post in this YouTube video. So there's a full blog post that Chris Dixon, who is one of the kind of leaders, venture partner leaders over there, and one of their main, Andreessen Horowitz's kind of main crypto guys. But if we pop down here, we'll look at the actual A16Z crypto fund. And so they say, today we are launching the, or we're announcing the launch of A16Z Crypto. It is a $300 million venture fund that will invest in crypto companies and protocols, and it's designed to include the best features of traditional venture capital updated to the modern crypto world. So why is that in general a big deal? A couple different things. Well, first, $300 million is in pocket change. That is not a small venture fund. And I think that's a pretty substantial amount of money to flow into the ecosystem. But when you look at kind of how they're looking at things, so I like the breakdown here in which they say, you know, number one, they're long-term patient investors. They say they've been investing in crypto assets for over 5 years. They've never sold any investments, don't plan to soon. That's it. That's an interesting thing, because I think a lot of times when you think of some of these venture capital firms, you think about them quickly flipping through. You think about them quickly flipping ICOs and dumping on retail investors. And I don't know the validity of this statement. I would hope it'd be true. But if it is true that they've never sold any of their investments, they don't plan on anytime soon, then I think that is a positive thing for the ecosystem. It does go to seed the ecosystem. It is not one of these VC firms that buys at the biggest discount, flips it on top of a retail investor's head, and they're left holding the bag at the next drawback. So that's something interesting. And I also think, too, that when you're looking at some of the other, you know, some of the other components, maybe notable to some of you, but not as to others. But when you look at, they're creating an all-weather fund. And what that means is they plan to invest consistently over time, regardless of the market conditions. Right now, you know, we might be thinking, hey, this is a crypto winter. This is a crappy time in the marketplace as a whole. Whether it's crypto winter, whether it's alt season, whether it's whatever type of environment people want to pin something to, Andreessen Horowitz or A16Z Crypto says that they are open and interested in investing in that. So I think certainly notable when you think about, hey, this is a $300 million crypto fund that is going to be deploying capital over a variety of times. So I'm excited to see this. I think that it goes to show that, personally for me, what does this go to show? It goes to show that smart money is continuing to invest in the crypto asset ecosystem. If this continues to happen, and this type of, you know, we continue to see these types of announcements, it goes to show that, in my opinion, quote unquote, smart money is raising funds and deploying capital, whereas there are numerous retail investors out there and a lot of retail that is saying, hey, we want out, we don't like this, it is what it is. And so you might be seeing a changing of the guard here from retail investors who either got in initially or alternatively bought at the top, selling to some of these venture capital firms and some of these other kind of larger, more quote unquote, sophisticated investors. And I do think that this is something that, for me, gives at least me personally a little bit of confidence when it comes to my own investment convictions, not necessarily specific crypto assets, but for the entire industry as a whole. I'm excited to see this one. So another thing that I found pretty interesting today, and shout out to my dude, Frank Chaparro at Business Insider for this, always pumping out some great content, great scoops. But so Frank talked about this. Robinhood is diving deeper into crypto. And this is something that I know people were initially super excited about when Robinhood announced their crypto. They had their crypto commercial. They said, hey, we're getting started with in the crypto asset industry. We're starting the whole process. We're building these products. And right now, I think it's only available in 5 states. You can't deposit crypto in, can't take crypto out. You can kind of just buy and sell. Now, that is, it's a start, but the interesting part about Robinhood is they're right now working to expand their offerings pretty significantly to rival what Coinbase is, you know, what Coinbase has, where you can deposit in, you can deposit out. So they're looking to hire somebody to build a crypto wallet and also support other crypto assets outside of Bitcoin and some of the other ones. So I do think that Robinhood is getting more competitive in the industry. I've actually had a chance to speak personally to some of the people at Robinhood that are working on this. And I'm really excited for this because I think, while I'm not what you might consider a Coinbase hater. I actually like Coinbase for the most part. I think they do a good job. I also think that there is a ton of room for competition in this space. And the the fact that competition, at least in my personal opinion, competition kind of breeds, competition really does just breed a more appealing environment for consumers, a better environment for consumers. So whether that's lower fees, better customer service, you know, for the most part, Coinbase is kind of untouched in the US from a, you know, there's Gemini and there's a couple others out there, there's Circle, but Coinbase is for the most part, not necessarily untouchable, but unrivaled in the US right now. And I do think Robinhood presents a really good chance to actively compete against Coinbase and to allow for an improved experience for consumers, whether it's Robinhood just is better than Coinbase or Coinbase has to step up their game to not lose business to Robinhood. I do think ultimately this is a fantastic thing for consumers. So I'll link to this one. I'll link to this article again below. But I think, again, another sign of a company that is extremely well capitalized, that is pouring money into products in this ecosystem, regardless of where the price of crypto assets and where the price of the entire industry is as a whole. So I'm excited to see that one play out too. And then, so one thing I mentioned too, and so I'm working quite a bit now and doing a lot of diligence in the security token, tokenized security space. So I wrote an article today that just got published over at Token Daily. If you want to check that one out, feel free to do so. And I also got a chance to speak at NAC3. My conversation was really about security tokens. So of what the heck security tokens are, why they're potentially important, the benefits of them, the cons of them. And then also I tried to break down the security token ecosystem as a whole. So once I get the footage from that presentation, you'll see all of that. I'll put that up on the channel. Hopefully you enjoy that and it'll shed some light, because I think there's a lot of, not necessarily uncertainty about the security token ecosystem, but there's some false information out there. There's some overexcited, overexcitement in some relations. But I do think it's a hugely important space and something that we're very early on. So if you're able to educate yourself, there could be some really strong and interesting opportunities for you, either, you know, as an investor, as somebody who might be interested in working in this space, as somebody who's just interested in the technology behind things. I think security tokens as a whole are really interesting. But this article specifically addresses some of the challenges of security token offerings, some of the inherent difficulties of selling those. So if you're listening on the podcast or on YouTube right now, I will link to that below as well. And then lastly, signing off here. So still working over with the team at Boosto, and they are doing their first airdrop campaign for one of the decentralized applications, one of the dApps that's built on their Boosto protocol. So if you are interested in getting tokens from Boosto, if you're interested in getting Boosto tokens, they have an airdrop campaign that's going on right now. If you'd like to go through that process, there is a KYC process associated with that, just due to the regulatory environment. But if you are in the US, you are actually able to participate in that as well. So if you'd like to go through that process of getting airdropped the number of Boosto tokens, check that out. I'll put a link to the Medium post in the description as kind of a step-by-step guideline. They're doing some really cool stuff with some of the dApps that are built on top of their protocol. So I'm looking forward to continuing to showcase some of the things that they end up doing, which will be pretty cool in the long run. But if you'd like access to those free tokens, like I said, there is a KYC component to it. So if you're not interested in that, all good. But if you like some free tokens, check it out. The Medium post will be there below. Now, outside of that, guys, like I said, really excited to get up all the content from NAC3, not just my conversation, but also should have Carter Thomas's speech, CryptoLark's speech, as well as some of the other components of it too. So all that content will be from NAC3 will be on the channel in the near term here. And if you guys have any questions, would love to get your feedback. If you're watching on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Would be great to hear from you. And if you're listening on the podcast, leave a rating and a review. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.